broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for February the 6th in the year of our Lord 2020. This is hour one of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, to the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. All right, now, quick update from yesterday. So this is yesterday's recap with a couple of updates mixed in, all right? You got Mayor Pete. Some call him Cheating Pete. Some call him Mayor Cheat. Anyway, there you have it. They claim he's cheating. That's how he got to the top. I don't agree with that at all. I think the Clinton team and the inside Republican hack thugs and the Barack team, whoever you want to call it, they're all in together. I think they're absolutely playing games, and they're the one that caused this intentionally. This application fiasco by supposedly a cell phone app causing the meltdown just isn't the truth. They're lying. I articulated that in detail from a information and technology perspective yesterday. If you want to break that down, check it out at libertyroundtable.com. In the meantime, though, they say Pete is leading, Sanders second in Iowa caucuses. They said yesterday based on 70% reporting. So now we're, 48 hours after plus? And we still don't have answers. They say 90%+ reporting now, and it's about the same. They say Mayor Pete and Sanders are kind of in a dead lock. They're kind of in a tie. See, Sanders has more of the popular vote, kind of like Clinton. And Pete has more of the delegates. So it's kind of a strange deal. They say, did, you know, Pete rig Iowa? See, I don't think so. Was Iowa rigged? I do believe it was. Joe Biden, believe it or not, cratered in Iowa. And that was according to what they call partial data yesterday, but now it's, they say, almost full data. Still not delivered results, though. Anyway, Joe Biden craters. I mean, he came in like fourth, even behind Elizabeth Warren. Biden campaign now questioning the Iowa results. They say, we have real concerns about the integrity of the process. You think? Well, what do you say when Donald Trump was complaining about vote fraud? You didn't speak up then, good old Grandpa Joe. Michael Bloomberg, though, sees an opening. He's had a strategy to use his money to not participate in the early runnings and to not participate in the debates, but to use his money to jump in kind of later but gain support now. He's doing that, and he sees an opening. So Mayor Bloomberg's doubling ad spend after ad caucus. They call it debacle, but I think it was intentional and might even be. The question is, Bloomberg in bed with the Clintons and manipulating something? I'd blame Bloomberg more than I might Mayor Pete. Now, I'm not a fan of Mayor Pete, but I don't think Pete has the clout in the party at all. The app was made by the Clinton campaign veterans firm, by the way. I guess they say users couldn't download the app. They couldn't log into the app even when they got it downloaded. Nobody tested it in advance. It was hastily created. I mean, it's just an absolute, you could have seen it coming a mile away, folks, fiasco. App went unused because people couldn't use it. And then phones went unanswered, according to the New York Times. Why wouldn't you have phones answered? Why wouldn't you have a backup plan in place? It doesn't make any sense unless you think that it was intentional. And then it just falls together and makes complete sense. Now, doesn't it? Pelosi snubs Donald Trump with shortened State of the Union introduction. Pelosi also ripped up Donald Trump's State of the Union speech, but then Donald snubs her and refuses to give her a handshake. A little bit of teenage antics, high school antics on the stage there for Donald and Nancy, but that's been going on for months as well. I guess years, huh? Heated up more so in the last few months. Rush Limbaugh, awarded Medal of Freedom in surprise move by Melania Trump. I don't believe that Rush is deserving of that Medal of Freedom. I believe it's kind of a, You know, Donald claims he doesn't like the mainstream, but every time he turns around, he just doubles down into the swamp, doubles down into the mainstream. You can't get to be more of a mainstream talk show host than Rush, making over $50 million a year, a self-proclaimed Republican water boy. Anyway, Donald at the State of the Union address, allow angel families to sue sanctuary cities, amen. Donald Trump also doubling down and defending pro-life. Good for President Trump. That was hour one yesterday. Hour two, we had on Becky Akers with us. She's the author of Hailstorm and Abducting Arnold. Two incredible novels. Check them out. We talked about Donald Trump urges Congress to pass legislation banning late-term abortions. Amen. Every child is a miracle of life, but I think Donald should have went a lot further. I commend him for what he said, but he should have just doubled down and flat out called it murder all abortions. With rare exception, maybe rape and incest, maybe you could say if it harms the life of the mother, but the late-term abortions and abortions by, quote, election, flat-out murder, folks. And Donald needs to double down and go further and call it such. But he did defend life very well, more than any other president. You got to give him credit. Joe Rogan, very controversial backer of Bernie Sanders, is the top-earning podcaster making $30 million dollars a year. He started out kind of in the comedian world, but in a lot of different things, movie, Disney, theater, all kind of, okay, he's a pretty popular guy. 30 million. So you got Joe Rogan on one side, and you got Rush Limbaugh on the other side in the mainstream press. Both sides of the swamp represented. You know, the Republican side makes more, 50 million. Poor old Joe only makes 30 million. Poor Joe's getting the ripoff, isn't he? Sam, that's me, delivers my State of the Union. Quite a bit different than the Donald. Check it out at libertyroundtable.com. Second hour yesterday. We also talked about Trudeau, that's the Canadian minister, proposes forcing news websites to have government licenses to peddle the news. We also talked about liberal white women. Believe it or not, they're paying $2,500 a plate to sit down at dinner and be abused and told how they're, well, racist. Yeah. You know, you got to acknowledge your privilege and your racism and everything. They're doing this. Women are literally paying $2,500. For, I don't know if you call this a privilege. Kirk Crosby's with me. That's the recap of Liberty Roundtable Live. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. Mitt Romney says President Trump is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. And it's kind of an interesting theme because we drill into this and all the Democrats voted for impeachment. All the Republicans voted against impeachment, except for on one article of impeachment, Mitt Romney said, yes, he's guilty and sided with the Democrats. So no obstructing Congress. Yes, abuse of power, says Romney. My headline says, innocent until proven guilty. U.S. Senate acquits President Trump on two articles of impeachment. Mitt Romney of Utah, the only Republican to convict and vote guilty. It's creating a big battle, Kurt. And I want to get your take on it. Or if you want me to give you my take, I can first. And then I'm going to give you some takes from people around the country. You got any comments on Mitt?
Well, he hasn't really changed, I don't think, from the early days of when we've seen him. It seems to me like he's just been... wishy-washy forever. Now he's pandering, if you ask me, to the, you know, those with, like the Hollywood insiders and the others. He's received praise from the likes of Elizabeth Warren and so many others. While he's done this, you know, and yet at least in his, I was going to say home state, but where he lives now, or at least where he's...
What's his home state, Michigan?
Voted in,
Massachusetts?
Well, where he's voted in as the senator is right here in our state, Sam, and I feel...
Yeah, but I think it's kind of like a carpetbag senatorship, personally.
Right.
Because he's really from Michigan, or you could say he was a governor in Massachusetts, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. Hillary did a similar thing, and so Mitt maybe learned from Hillary, but, you know. But I'm, you know, I mean, I was disgusted at him before, and I'm, you know, it hasn't really changed for me.
There you go.
I guess you could have. You know, that's where I am.
That's right. And see, my headline starts out innocent until proven guilty. And that's kind of the problem that I have. And here's the deal, though. I don't believe President Trump is guilty of both. You want to know why?
Sure.
He went through a trial and he was not convicted, sir. Let me say this again.
And
he went through a trial and he was not convicted. So you know what? The verdict is not guilty. And if you're innocent until proven guilty and they did not prove you guilty, you're innocent, sir. Now you can say, well, I believe it to be different,
Sam,
whatever you want. But what about the rule of law here, Kurt?
That's the key thing to look at. It's just like these people that want to call these, people that break into our country without, keeping the rules. They want to call them, not illegal.
Oh, they're just not documented.
They want to call them undocumented.
Yeah.
You know, there's just all these weird things of this day. Up is down and down is up, et cetera.
Amen. I agree. So here's the deal. He says that Mitt Romney's guilty of, I'm sorry, Mitt Romney says that Donald Trump is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. And you know what? I even agree with Romney that may be true. I've even said this in the past, that if you look at the real Constitution, I'm telling you that if I was sworn in as president tomorrow, I would be guilty of those things. Because we've moved the presidency so far from the Constitution. So there might be a point to Romney's claim. The problem is you can't convict when you hand this guy, the president of the United States, such a far afield scenario with expenditures. You can't get out of it in a day.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Right, we got our buddy Brian Rust, Rust Coin and Gift, joining us on your radio. We're talking about Mitt Romney. Is he pandering? That's Kurt's point. Is he wrong? Well, that's Stewart's and Mike Lee's point. Mike Lee, Senator of Utah, and Chris Stewart, Rep of Utah, they disagree with Romney's guilty vote against Trump. Now, here's my take on it, guys. You know what? I agree with Romney that, you know what, the president probably has committed high crimes and misdemeanors. All right? And I'll tell you why. Not because I think Trump's really guilty of anything, but because I think that we've moved the presidency so far from what it really is intended in the Constitution, go read it, that I think that anybody who takes that office, the second they take office, they're guilty. I believe the senators, all of them, And the Congress, all of them. Look, every one of them is spending dishonest, unconstitutional money every second. All right? Well, that is a high crime and a misdemeanor. It says no. Kurt will get the details from the Constitution. But basically, no money shall be used in payment of debts, okay, unless it's constitutional currency, gold and silver. So the second you take office, you swear on that Bible and you get done, they're spending money in your name under your, quote, authority, right? So all of them are guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, folks. And so I understand Romney's point, and I don't disagree with the point, but I personally, and I've highlighted this too, would never convict President Trump. And the reason that I wouldn't is because when he inherits this high crime and misdemeanor reality, sad that we've moved so far in America. We should have never let it get to this point. That's not Trump's fault. It's we the people's fault. It's those who we've elected's fault at every level, leading up to President Trump. But the question that I have is Trump moving the presidency more in line with the supreme law of the land to the best of his ability? And frankly, you know what? I believe that he probably is. Is it perfect? No. Are we there? Far from. Is it hard as heck in the swamp? Yet look at everything Donald's tried to do. He's been sued and shut down in the courts and maligned every single day, even before he took office, even when he started down the escalator, folks. So I would understand Romney's point, but I would disagree with Romney on what I would do about it. I would have voted no on both of them and given President Trump the benefit of the doubt. And I would have given a speech just like this on the Senate floor explaining why. And then I would have said, I really like that Donald Trump's moving the needle closer to the presidency. But I would urge you and Congress, House members, Senate members, and the president and everybody, let's make sure that our oaths of office and all that we're doing is moving our responsibilities, our delegated, separated powers, responsibilities, moved all under the supreme law of the land. Let's get it done. Let's go faster. Let's quit opposing each other. Let's work on it and get this done. Donald's on the right track. He's far from perfect, but let's do this thing. And that's personally where I believe we could actually incrementally make gains. We could set aside criticism, and we could be truly honest about what's really going on. Now, Romney claims it's his religious views. He wrestled with this. He almost cried when he gave his, you know, media speech about this. It's his religious belief that he's supposed to do what's right, not just go with the flow, and that's why he did it. I can understand that. I'm not criticizing him religiously, and I get that he has every right to evaluate this the best he can himself and make his own decision. And I get that he may have more intel as a senator than I have. I get every bit of that. But I also am disappointed, and it's just one more reason I'd vote against Romney next election cycle. Brian Rust, RustKoenigsegg.com. Welcome, sir. And do you have a take on this one?
Thanks. Glad to be with you guys. I think he's kind of trying to position himself. I look at a lot of that that goes on back there, and it's a matter of positioning. You know, it's a good old boys club. I don't believe Trump is a politician. He's a businessman, and so if you're not part of that group, then they want to outcast you because you're not going to, you know, conform to what their agenda is. And I think Romney's, you know, it's like a positioning ploy for him. He could have, if he wants to help and feel good about his choices and so on, well, then how come he doesn't step up and help the president accomplish some of these things instead of just, it seems like they're just trying to tear him down regardless of what he's trying to accomplish.
I think it's a fair question. And again, Romney is more critical of President Trump than he is Bernie Sanders, the flat-out avowed publicly known socialist, okay? I mean, it doesn't make any sense at this point. And so I agree with your point there, and that's why I'm just disappointed in Romney. And I have to agree to a great degree with Kurt, which is he's pandering. I mean, this isn't about his religious beliefs. I mean, it might be, and I hope that it is. I don't want to question his internal motives, but externally, I just look at it and go, I don't see how you can't applaud the pro. Look, I can either say the president's guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors and vote yes on the impeachment, or I can say this guy's done more for pro-life than any other president. The only question is, what am I going to focus on, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, he could, you know, I think he could look at more of the positives, saying, hey, he's trying to accomplish some of these things. Let's see what we can do to help. I mean, I think we that have elected him, you know, he represents us, and I think we're a little bit disappointed in how he's come out and kind of, you know, bashed him. You know, I'm disappointed.
Amen. All right. I don't know about this for sure, but there's a question mark. It's a developing story. Some are saying the president's going to now speak to the nation after the acquittal. I hope he does.
Yeah.
I hope he does.
I agree.
What do you think about my assertion that, you know what, all these people have committed high crimes and misdemeanors? The second they take office and swear an oath to the Constitution, every one of them is spending unconstitutional money, Brian.
That's exactly right. I mean, you hit that right on. I mean, they need to take more look and read. The problem is they kind of justify what they do and kind of, you know, bend the rules or the Constitution, or we don't need that. That doesn't really, you know, apply to me. I agree totally.
And I look at it and go, it's not that I think that Trump's really guilty necessarily, but I do think he is doing that. In other words, if I got elected tomorrow, the second I became a congressman and I swore an oath, you know, I've got expenditures in my hands now that are going through my hands as a representative that are being spent. Now, you can't hold me accountable for that because I've inherited it, is the point that I'm making, even though I may be guilty. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I'm saying if I'm doing everything I can to jettison that practice and stop it, then I don't think that I am guilty. What do you think of that assertion, Kurt? Is it crazy? Or is it? Do you believe it to be a valid point?
Well, it's all about trying to improve things, at least to me. I believe almost
anybody. And that's exactly why I say
it
may be factual, but I'm not guilty if I'm doing my best to bring it back on track.
Yeah, and that's why I say if we all had that ability to do the bewitched thing and wiggle our nose and make everything perfect, right now, everybody do it. But, you know, we don't, and so we have to...
I don't think Romney would.
I guess you're right.
I think it just burned the barn down, buddy. I don't see Romney putting out any positive news or any positive efforts at all. What has he done for
you? I guess I will say this, though, Sam. Let's just imagine if he did what you and Brian have suggested, and he jumped on the President Trump bandwagon and said, hey, the president's done all this good and that kind of thing. Do you think Washington Post or New York Times or pretty much anybody else would cover that?
No, but we would.
Great point.
But you're spot on. It's a good point, Kurt. But I would say this, though. I'm not even expecting Romney to jump on Trump's bandwagon. I'm not totally on Trump's bandwagon. I'd be very, you know, careful to articulate.
Well, jump
I
on the good things that he's done, you know, is what I'm talking about. Jump on the, you know, he could certainly mention the prayer or the school
prayer, too, yeah.
Prayer thing in the White House that happened just in the last couple of weeks. And yet,
amen.
I think you're going to have a hard time finding one person in 1,000 in Utah that even know about that. And that's his quote home state, you know,
yeah.
and he's so religious, you know, I mean, he should be,
he should have been quadrupling
sure.
down on that baby. Good point. And that's kind of my issue though, is I want to know what has Mitt Romney been doing there, since when did he get there? 2016?
He got there way too soon, if you ask me.
Way too soon. Good point. I think it's 2018 though. And I would say, what has he done since he's been there? I mean, do you hear positive news coming out of him? Do you hear him going, I got with Mike Lee and I got with, you know, whatever, and we're doing this and that? I mean, do you hear him? What do you hear from Romney, Brian? Anything? You're just the average American, right?
I'm not hearing anything. You know, I'm not sure what he's doing. And, you know, it's kind of like the swamp. What are they doing? So maybe he's kind of positioning himself with that group, and they're out eating lunch and laughing and having a good old time, but I'm not sure what work's being done. At least I'm not hearing it.
All right, that's the average American view. You're in the news, Kurt. You're a newsmaker and a news researcher. What have you seen Romney do that you just be like, you know what, good for this guy? You know what, I'm really proud of my senator. He's tearing it up.
The main thing he does is he does tear it up. He tears up any good relations in between the president and things like that. And, you know, and the big boys that are opposing the president are just plenty happy to see Romney coming because, boy, he gives them lots of ammo.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm going to pray for Romney because he needs it.
Yeah.
Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pray for our enemies.
When we come back, Brian Rust will break down the gold and silver update for you, ladies and gentlemen. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The Republican-led U.S. Senate acquitting President Trump late yesterday on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The president's expected to make his first public remarks about the development later today. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was commenting yesterday.
This is clearly not a happy day for the nation or the Senate. The Senate turned its back on the truth, on a fair trial, on doing what the Founding Fathers would have wanted us to do.
His counterpart, Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, says the impeachment was purely political, accusing Democrats of pushing impeachment as an effort to take the Senate in November's elections. Democratic White House hopeful Pete Buttigieg is holding the slimmest of leads over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the Iowa Democratic presidential caucuses. That's with 97% of the precincts reporting. And this is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says he's opening an investigation into Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Shortly after yesterday's impeachment vote, the Iowa Republican senator announced he'll seek records of Hunter's travel while he was under U.S. Secret Service protection. Grassley issued a statement with Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson, saying they're continuing to investigate potential conflicts of interest on the part of Hunter Biden to boost his business ventures in Ukraine and China. Hollywood legend Kirk Douglas has passed away. He died yesterday at 103. Leonard Maltin, the film critic and historian, says Douglas did it all.
He did comedy. He did action films. He did high drama. He did melodrama. He played Vincent Van Gogh. He played all kinds of working men, cowboys, and everything in between.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right. A lot of people want to try to recall Mitt Romney over this. I don't think that's appropriate either. Although he has, committed some high crimes and misdemeanors there, Mr. Romney. You're spending illegal money there, fake fiat currency against the supreme law of the land, my friend. And that, you know, probably is a banking offense of some kind or other. Anyway, I don't know if that impeached old Romney.
Wouldn't it be cool if they just said, hey, this is a perfect example of why states are supposed to have that right of putting in their own senators and eliminate the 17th Amendment. And
heard that.
You know, I mean, it'd just be a pretty cool reason for that.
Amen. Good point. All right, Brian, what's gold sitting at, buddy?
Hey, gold is $1,565.20.
15, 65.20.
Yep.
Okay.
65.20 cents. Up a little, you know, from the last time we met, it was 15.57. So it's up, you know, $8, I guess, from where we saw it last.
15, 65.20. Okay, silver.
Right. 17.84 on silver.
And is that up?
That's down a little bit from, let's see, we were 1779, so we're right there about the same, you know, 5 cents difference from where
wow.
we were last.
Wow, holding pretty steady. Had. People must be pretty comfortable with the economy there, Brian.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you think, Kurt, all this economic news coming out and everything else and the impeachment of the president and all these trade kind of crazy ups and downs and stock market babbling all over Egypt and the folks in real honest currency and real honest money are kind of just going, we're steady, we're good.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like, doesn't it?
Well, and I think that's why the founding fathers understood that ought to be the true gauge, huh, Brian?
Well, you know, one of the factors that comes into play here, you know, I read in the reports of a little bit the strength of the dollar after he, you know, his State of the Union speech and all this. People, oh, yeah, I guess things are looking better. They aren't going to impeach the president. You know, the dollar's looking good. The dollar's never looking good when we're trillions of dollars in debt. So, you know, they use that as a ploy, but how good are we if we have, you know, $30 trillion in debt and probably over $100 trillion if you add everything up? But yeah.
Yeah, or more. We're doing horrible. That's reality. But you know what? In this fake economy, we're doing quite well, and even real money stability kind of shows it to some degree, right?
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, hey, we got a hole in the boat, and we're going to sink eventually, but, buddy, they're paddling so – or I'm sorry, they're what's that word when you take the water out of the boat? What's that called?
Bailing.
Bailing, that's right.
Oh,
good.
Bailing, there you
they're bailing out so fast, buddy, it looks pretty good right now, doesn't it, Brian?
That's right. How big's your little tail?
Hey, man, Kirk Cosby's pretty good at working now.
Well, and the amazing thing, you know, at least the amazing thing to me about silver and gold, I don't think anybody's having any trouble selling it. I think as far as people wanting to acquire it, that's record amounts of that. And I believe that the controllers or the price fixers, if they weren't involved in the whole silver and gold market thing, that those numbers would be, well, they'd mirror like the stock market, in my opinion.
But that's impossible because the stock market's all fake money and futures and tradings and manipulations, and so it could never mirror the stock market. Your point is that
the stock market could mirror honesty. And you know, that's right. Yeah,
and you're right.
You know, when do they announce from the, you know, the day or early in the day what the price is at the stock market? They don't do that, you know. And yet, with gold and silver, the fix is in. They actually even call it that. They, you know, the price, isn't that the term, Brian?
Yeah, they when the exchange opens, it's driven by paper, so they create or fix that price. You're right. There's a fixed spot, and then you see that trade just like, you know, I guess any commodity.
Yeah, but they don't say the fix is in and put it to your reality. They just make it sound like it's different language, Kurt.
Yeah, but they say the fix, the price
fix. I know, they don't say the fix is in.
I mean, you know, but all you got to do is just add just a little bit, and you can figure it out pretty easy.
Well, you're exactly right.
I mean, it's like those stories we've seen about spoofing, you know. And I'm talking about big entities, you know, Chase, Morgan, and, you know, stuff like that. And all they do is they mess around with it. I mean, if you're looking for a what's the term when they went after Madoff, you know, because he had that when you do these financial deals and you take money from this group of people and you're kind of
Ponzi scheme, my friend.
Yeah, that's right. Which is, of course, the Social Security system. The government knows all about Ponzi
schemes. When you're the
bad
guy, it's Ponzi schemes. When you're the good guys, it's spoofing. And when you're the real good guys, it's fixing.
Yeah, good point.
Your point's
the
right
fix is
on.
In, baby.
And that's what I'm talking about. See, the second a senator or a congressman or a president or anybody with any authority gets in power, they're literally guilty of this because they're part of it. Now, they inherit it, and I don't think they're responsible. The question is, are they doing something about it to the best of their ability? And I, believe it or not, think Donald Trump is doing more about it, even though he's not perfect. Hey, he's been the only president that I know that's blatantly criticized the Federal Reserve in my time, Kurt. Do you know any other presidents criticizing the Federal Reserve?
And,
I guess JFK did a little bit, Kurt, with his $2 bills.
Well, yeah, the U.S. notes. But, you know, that was in 1963, so it's been a while, you know. And, I mean, just imagine, at least I wouldn't put it past the president to say, look, you know, you got that long list of things to make America great again. You know, the IRS, you know, can certainly be on there, and the restoring honest money, and including if you're not going to go to you know, the silver and gold that we coin right there in the United States Mint, right in Washington, D.C. It's easy to find. Isn't that where you get yours from, Brian?
That's where they make it.
Yeah, and you get them delivered, and folks can pick them up right there. Anyway, he could go right over there and say, man, we found it. It's amazing stuff right here on the Capitol, and we're going to make America great again and have some real honest money. And if you don't like that Congress, at least I found out where Abraham Lincoln and JFK printed our own paper money, and, you know, we don't even have to pay this whole Federal Reserve group here.
Well, and hold on. Let me stop you there,
Kirk. He could, yeah.
That just shows the power the president has, though. Other presidents before him have set the precedent. He could do that right now without even congressional
right.
What do you want to call it? Input?
Executive Order 11,110, if I remember right. And, you know, you've got those United States notes that, hey, everybody, you know, the average American would go, wow, look at that cute little red thing on there. You know, they have no idea what the rest of it is, but at least they think it's red, green, and blue, you know, and they kind of get on that color stuff.
Don't worry. Get with your financial advisor and make sure your financial future is secure, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Kurt, you got it. I think that's a great idea. How come Rand Paul doesn't grab Romney and say, hey, why don't we get together, go over and sit down with the president, eat a bite, and talk a little bit about this and see how we can make some changes?
Get Romney doing something worthwhile.
I'm still trying to figure out how to get a hold of Romney and sit down with him and get a hold of the president and sit down with him. I can't sit down with any of these jokers.
That's right. Apparently they pulled their number.
But if you can get me a bunch of fake money, Brian, that I can put into their campaigns, I bet you that I could sit down with them. Can you help me with that?
Well, you know, and now that now, Brian, that Rush Limbaugh will be moving out, Sam will be just moving into that
Rush
spot.
Rush ain't moving out, dude. He'll be on the radio even if he can't talk as long as he's the Republican water boy.
Yeah, good point.
Still, come on.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. But, it's sad news there. But,
there you go.
You know, we've seen things in our time. We've seen Paul Harvey move out, and now
have a White House I'm trying to think what would have. We'd probably have like a White House hot chocolate or something like that. And Sam and President Trump and Rush will be there. And then Rush will like symbolically hand me the torch. And what do you think, Brian?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I like it. That
hand you the golden EIB microphone.
Now you're talking.
I'd give my plane ticket. I'd come out and be trying to get on the front line there and raise my hot chocolate toast.
You'd want to be a fly on the wall with a hot chocolate toast, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
And we'd use that marshmallow dream to sweeten up the hot chocolate. I mean, to make it real. I mean, you know.
Now, Kurt's talking about putting honey in my hot chocolate, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I know, but it's that marshmallow dream. You've tasted that, haven't you, Sam?
Yeah.
Good.
I'd put it in my hot chocolate in a second. I just want people to know you're talking about honey. It's raw honey.
That's right.
And it can be delivered directly to your door, by the way, and make your dreams come true. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or you can call or text 801-669-2211 or simply go to localhoneyman.com. I was just trying to turn it into a good spot for you, Kurt. Come on.
Nice.
Hey, Brian, do you have a minute to stay with us? I got an interesting story I want to get your take on.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about a different kind of money, okay? Hang tight, y'all.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Brian Rust, RustQuentinGift.com with us. LocalHoneyMan.com, Kirk Cosby with me. Sam Bushman, LibertyRoundtable.com. We're breaking this down, folks, and I just kind of want to ask you, what is money? And if you believe the supreme law of our land, it's gold and silver, folks. If you believe the modern day, in my opinion, high crime and misdemeanor and treason, it's fake money created by a private banking cartel known as the Federal Reserve. It's a big lie. It's fake, etc. But as long as you go along with these people, Brian, anything can be money. Here's the headline. Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are both purchasing what they call carbon offsets meant to counteract the equivalent of 2,102 tons of coal while traveling the country running for president. You see, according to a Daily Caller News Foundation estimate derived from their, quote, carbon offset payments, both Sanders and Warren devoted a considerable amount of cash to private jets travel in 2019 alone. Sanders, of course, led the Democratic field in private air spending in 2019. $1.6 million to what's called Apollo Jets LLC, a luxury private jet charter service in the United States, according to Election Federal Commission election records. Warren's campaign, meanwhile, spent $871,000 on private jets through what's called Advanced Aviation, Washington, D.C. records show. In March, Sanders, that's Vermont's senior senator, became the first Democratic presidential candidate to promise to purchase offsets to prevent his environmental abuses. An environmental aide basically said, anyway, both senators use this group called, let's see what it's called here. It's called Native Energy. Anyway, so you basically pay for your abuses and stuff like that. And this is a new kind of currency there, carbon offset with fake currency, cash, Brian. What do you think of all that?
I'm trying to wrap my head around this. So they're using this currency to...
Well, hold on. They're using fake money to buy this carbon currency, right?
Okay. And this carbon currency is state this again, that carbon currency is coal-driven type?
Well, no. It's just paper.
Okay, so they created paper based on, kind of a fake currency again.
And now I'm saying,
the way
listen,
you can think about
though,
this
on,
is...
Really quick.
Do you remember the Catholics...
Go ahead, Kurt.
Where you basically do penitence and you get out of purgatory. This is pretty much how that works because Bernie and those guys, if they use a private jet, then they're put in purgatory by the environmentalists, and then they've got to pay so much to get back out of there. This is pretty much how that works.
So here's how it works. Okay. If I use a ton of coal,
right,
it's not really a big deal as long as I put some cash in that then can be turned into carbon credits that say that I've paid my penance.
I see. And that makes it all right, is what we're saying. Is that what?
Well, that's what they're saying. That's not what I'm saying. Right. I say that's a crime.
Right. No, I get it. But just, well, one more way to avoid penalty or avoid persecution because they paid for their debts is what we're saying.
Say that again.
Well, I mean, it basically, it's another way for them to get away from being persecuted by, this is what I'm doing, but here, if I pay and deliver you X amount of, you know, money or whatever to get myself back in the right standard.
Yeah.
And isn't that kind of, that's what you're kind of saying, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're saying. That's what they're claiming. I don't agree with this idea at all.
Right.
Because what they do then is they come back and they say, listen, let's say that I use just massive amounts of, quote, old energy. And I'm going to use old energy for a reason because I don't even believe they're fossil fuels. But anyway, I'm going to use this old abusive energy a big time. But I got plenty of cash to offset it. I can, with these carbon credits, make it zero, and I'm the most. I can say that I'm 100% environmentally friendly, Brian.
Right, and those that just want hearsay, they believe you because everything else you said is true.
Absolutely,
the people. I mean,
yeah. What do you think of all this, Kurt? Any other comments on this? I mean, it is insanity.
Yeah. Correct.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's. Over in Britain, I mean, Sammy, you look at what's happening over there. I mean, the UK, they're just going down in a flame of, well, I guess you could call them those windmills are all over the place, and everybody's got to rip out their boilers, they call them, which is basically a gas furnace or whatever, because, you know, of the evil things done by the CO2 and all that kind of stuff. It's just the environmentalists are going berserk.
They are going berserk. In fact, your best friend, Kurt likes this little girl big time. Greta Thunberg, I think is her name, right?
Well, they used to have a car called the GT, Greta Thunberg, you know, but I'm really kind of off her. I think she should stay home and, you know, be homeschooled and get taught the proper things.
You know what they're saying about her now, don't you, Kurt? You seen this?
What now are they saying?
Well, she's set up to get the Peace Prize, buddy.
Oh, peace out.
And I guess Greta got in a big old tiff with this 8-year-old kid. The 8-year-old kid got a Twitter account and stuff like that. And then there was a mix-up between the Twitter account and Greta. And then the Twitter suspended the little girl, 8-year-old girl's account. And the 8-year-old girl's like, look, I don't have anything to do with Greta. And they finally apologized and reinstated her account. But I mean, this is just getting weird, man.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's kind of, is it in California get going kind of? Every new build now has to be solar.
Yeah, it's hard for me to know if they're crazier than we are or not, but they're getting whacked out over there. I mean, we're the ones that say you can't have a wood-burning stove, so I don't know if we're any better off, Brian.
You know, that's exactly true. I mean, you look at the mess that we talked about Great Britain and kind of the fans there. I mean, look at Venezuela right now and all the things that are happening in that country.
Good point. I mean, hey, do you think if I just crank up my wood-burning stove and then just put a lot of cash into government, I can offset that dude and I'm, like, super clean?
That's right. You can burn money. Let's be through.
What you have to do, Sam, is you've got to first. You've got to make a big contribution to. You can choose Bloomberg, Bernie. There's a lot of these ones where you can put a bunch of money to, and then you can pretty much do anything you want after.
Well,
that.
What if I do what Brian says? I just put my fake money in the stove, buddy, and just burn the cash.
Yeah.
What's the
difference? Why give that money to any
What's
of those
the
people?
Difference?
Well, the difference is if I burn the cash, those thugs can't use it against me. If I give it to them, they can.
Oh, okay,
other than that, nothing.
Either way, it's burning.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, man. Bloomberg is burning a bunch of money. That's for sure. He's already spent $275 million. He's an environmental wacko, too. This guy is the one that said, hey, you can't buy a 32-ounce Coke, Brian. It'll kill you. We're going to mandate no big gulps for you, buddy.
That's right. Can't have that, but it's all this
get your vodka right there in New York, but none of that soda pop, you know. We got to be protecting you.
Now, let me tell you something else, though. Why don't they just add a dime to the cost or a quarter to the cost of a big gulp, you know, big cup, big drink, soda pop or whatever, and just say, I already paid my offset.
Yeah. Sure.
That's coming, Sam.
I noticed.
That's on its way.
Yes, sir. Know. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. See, this is just the strangest stuff I've ever seen, where these people just think they can get out of they want to use this to control us, and then they want to use their big money to create their own special interest exceptions for this via the fake money. But if we had gold and silver, they wouldn't be able to do this, Brian. You wouldn't have these offsets, because what would you offset with what? Silver and gold with silver and gold? And this is why the founding fathers put this in the supreme law of our land, sir.
Amen. That's what I was just going to say, that the founding fathers, they had this in place, and now they're working to get around all that so they can create their own agenda.
How come Romney's not talking about this? Where's Romney at, man? He's MIA, yeah, baby.
Well, he's already spent, isn't he? He's been spending his fiat, so he's free and clear.
He's offset, buddy. He's like everything is zero for him. Yeah. Environmentally friendly. Politically, now if I say bad political things on the radio, can I just like offset those too?
Yeah, if you've got enough fiat stuff, you can.
Got enough fake money, I can do that. I just need the money machine. I just got to have the printing press, Brian.
Bloomberg, he's jumping in. He's paid his dues.
Darn right. All right, Brian, we know you got to fly. Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, it's awesome. You guys are great.
There he goes. Brian Russ doing a phenomenal job, as he always does, Kurt. And, you know, I find the discussions with Brian so refreshing, because it makes me feel like, you know what, we are truly educating to the ideal. Now, I get that it's going to take a while for the real to become the ideal on this, Kurt. I understand all that. I'm just telling you that we've got to advocate for this, because if you can't stand for pro-life and honest money, Kurt, what the heck can you stand for?
That's a great point. Yeah. I see, Sam, looks like the headline from NewsCenter1.tv, Rapid City Council said no to gold exploration near Silver City. I guess they got a town there called Silver City, and the council chambers were packed for a major decision regarding gold exploration and environmental safety. Yeah, you got to put them both together. 31
Maybe
people
the
asked
folks
to
are
make.
Just jealous. They don't want no gold over there.
Yeah, that's right. 31 people asked to make public comment. All of them concerned about a resolution opposing gold exploration in the Black Hills. The main concern that many have: water quality. Opponents of mining say chemicals used from mining may contaminate the water and destroy land via digging. I guess you destroy land via digging.
Darn right you do, buddy.
Be out there digging in your garden, you little destroyers. Proponents for exploration argued that mining technology has evolved and is advanced enough to prevent dangerous levels of chemicals from damaging the environment.
You know what they need to do, Kurt? They just need to say, we have plenty of offset money. Don't worry about it.
Good point, yeah. Those guys just need to buy that city council is what they need to do.
Sam. Yeah, they're not putting their money in the right place, are they?
Well, if they could just buy the city council, I guarantee you they'll get the proper votes.
All they got to do is turn the city council into a mayorship and then make sure their guy's mayor. That'll do it.
So at least some folks are still trying to get a little gold and silver out of the ground, that looks like, Sam.
Now, I'd rather just go to the printing press and just say, print me up a few.
Good point. That's happening for sure.
Well, I could offset the printing if they give me enough. I could pay the offset fee and then keep the rest.
Yeah, good point.
You know what I'm talking about? All right, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. You know what I want to talk about next hour, Kurt?
What's that?
Viewership.
I'm going to send you that headline, by the way.
Yeah, please, I'll add it. Viewership, add that headline to the first hour. Second hour, we'll talk about viewership. They're trashing the Donald, saying his viewership's way down for his, what do they call that thing? State of the Union address?
Yeah.
Okay, they say it's way down. Okay, I'm just going to prove to you how dishonest these people are, okay? Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm Sam, he's Kurt, you're you, and you ought to be buying raw honey. To do so, localhoneyman.com or 801-669-2211. Call or text. Or Kurt at libertyroundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure.